Control. I think I want what I'm going to say.
Okay.
You're good talking.
So, your name, please?
My name is Wayne Dehnke.
And can you spell the last name?
Dehnke.
And tell me about your association with the Queen Zone.
I joined the Queen Zone after a one-year officer training session in Camp Borden at the Royal Canadian School of Infantry.
What year was that?
That was in 1964. And so in 65... in August, I was posted to the 2nd Battalion Queen's Own Rifles in Calgary. And in Calgary, I had a number of duties there. I was a rifle platoon commander. I was on the rifle team. I served in Cyprus as an operations officer and also as the Pioneer Platoon Commander, where I was in charge of looking after all the minor demolitions that we had to do and keeping the water running and the plumbing going and et cetera. So it was sort of a mini plumbing carpenter shop for all the different facilities we had over there. It was very good. And after that, I had a tour at our depot in Calgary, the Queen's Own Rifles Depot. And also I had a tour of duty in the Junior NCO School, which was run by the 2nd Battalion Queen's Own. When the battalion was reduced to nil strength, I was posted to the Canadian Airborne Regiment.
I was just looking at your hat badge.
Yeah, so the Canadian Airborne Regiment. And Colonel Neville Robinson, who was our commanding officer, had a number of us placed on a jump course the years prior to disbandment. And so about 167 of us went from Edmonton to, I went to Edmonton to join the Canadian Airborne Regiment. And so we really had a Queen's Own section of the Airborne Regiment. And do you want me to go on about
yes,
the rest of my career?
Yeah. Oh.
So yeah, so in the Airborne Regiment, I was there as a Pioneer Platoon Commander. I was an active jumper. I was married in Edmonton, and Ray Honig was my best man. So yes, and it goes back to this family association. We were together in Calgary, and you have the close bond. And we just keep in touch with everyone. Bill Minnis, you just interviewed. He's the godparents to my daughter. And so it goes on and on and on. And so it's just a strong association. And I must admit, I think there was a much stronger association in the Queen's Own than some of the other regiments.
I've been wondering.
It was
about that.
Very family oriented. And Bill's right, the wives played a big part. When I arrived, and when Ray arrived in the unit, he came a couple years prior to me, but the wives looked after us just like our mothers, you know. They made sure that if we were in quarters, that we were over for Easter or Christmas, or if we were on duty over Christmas, that we weren't left by ourselves, sort of thing. So, yeah, it was very, very family-oriented.
Nice. Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
Okay.
Thank you.